Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, Froggy 101 presents Nate Smith in the Performance Kia Performance Studio, hosted by Crockett.
All right, everybody, how are we doing? All right, welcome to the Performance Kia Performance Studio. I am Crockett, and ladies and gentlemen, he's playing tonight. He's opening up for Mr. Thomas Rhett. Please welcome Nate Smith.
Never. Oh, jeez. All right, so you're just as surprised as I am.
So they won in to come meet you. So you were our contest.
I'm a contest.
Essentially, you are the prize.
Man, I'm sorry, everybody, to let you down.
I'm sure your mother has told you you're a prize throughout your life.
She never has.
I'll tell you. So you have quite a bit of a cool story. I don't know if you want to say cool, but an interesting story.
Yeah.
Everything you owned was lost, and that was kind of a way for you to move forward in life and be where you are. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I'm from a small town. Do you guys know where Sacramento is? Sacramento, California? There you go. I'm about an hour and a half north of there, a small town called Paradise. I grew up there. I'd been there most of my life, and we had a fire breakout in 2018 that took out the whole town, and like my brother lost his first house, and like I lost my apartment with all my stuff like you get from your grandparents that you can never get back, and like it's so hard, you know. But a buddy of mine sent me a guitar because I'd moved to Nashville already once before. I moved there when I was 23 years old. I'm 37 now. And moved there and had a publishing deal and wrote songs and went through a really tough time. So I went back home and worked as a nurse assistant. So I've been a nurse assistant for a long time. I've always had a job doing that. Love helping people. So this fire happened. A buddy of mine who was my manager at Starbucks that I got fired from, the first move, he didn't actually fire me, but he probably had a hand in it. This guy doesn't show up to work, you know. This isn't gonna work. But he sent me a guitar, and I wrote a song for Paradise and raised a little bit of money for this single mom and her kids, and helped her move on. And I was like, man, I remember like the power of music, because people were writing me going like, this song's really helping me get through this fire as well right now. And it was like helping my community in a really cool way. And I was like, that's amazing. So it inspired me to start writing songs again. And then I started writing songs again, and ended up, my friends were like, you need to move back to Nashville. I'm like, there's no way I'm doing that. That's insane. So they did a GoFundMe for me and moved me back. And I literally, like, the day I, like, so I moved back July 1st. I got a publishing deal about a month and a half after that with Sony as a writer. But I was down to $14 that day because I only had my GoFundMe to kind of get me there. I didn't have a backup plan or anything. Literally, like, had no way to pay my rent, my car payment. Signed the publishing deal, made rent, made car payment. Moved out of the crazy cat lady's house. Sorry if anybody has a crazy cat, you know. Anyways, got very quiet in here, didn't it? that cat was crazy, though. Like, it wasn't a normal cat. You know how everybody's like, you'll love my cat. It's basically a dog, you know. You're like, well, then anyways, but so this cat was like knocking on my door all night long. Like, it was the crazy. I'm like, get me out of here. It smelled like ammonia everywhere. We're going on a weird tangent here, and I'm sorry, everybody. But then I started writing songs for almost every single day for about a year and a half. And then I got a record deal with Sony. So I'm Sony as a writer, Sony as a record deal. And then we got to put a song on the radio, and it's been pretty great.
And speaking of song on the radio, it wasn't about a cat, but you're going to perform one for us right here, right?
Oh, kitty cat. Kitty cat. cat. Kitty cat smells. No.
It's called ammonia.
Called ammonia. But this is my new single that's on the radio right now. It's like so awesome. We had one come out a while ago called Whiskey on You, and that went all the way. And then this one's like the new one, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I get a second chance at radio. It's pretty sick. Like you usually get like one shot, you know. So yeah, I'm excited.
Right. All right. 1, 2, 3.
Call it quits, you could have done it right. You could have left this town out of it. When you said goodbye, you ruined everything I love. Ripped my heart right out my chest. Girl, it's like there ain't nothing left. You set my world on fire. Yeah, it's all long gone. I'm watching flames get higher. And I can't move on. I just gotta let it burn. Even ride the roads. Don't know my way around this place. I can't see through the smoke. Piled up every memory, and you took the good with all the bad. Why'd you have to strike that match and set my world on fire? It's all long gone. I'm watching flames get higher, and I can't move on. I just gotta let it burn.
Stick around, we're going to be back with more on today's Best Country Froggy 101.
Now, Froggy 101 presents Nate Smith in the Performance Kia Performance Studio, hosted by Crockett.
Today's Best Country, it's Froggy 101. I'm Crockett live inside the Performance Kia Performance Studio, and we're here with Mr. Nate Smith, everybody. Of course, you're opening up for Thomas Rhett, and you are a bit of a workout fanatic. Your Instagram is full of you working out.
You know, I don't know if I want to be put in that category because I don't not have a six-pack yet or anything like that. But I will tell you, like, I'm working out a lot to feel good and healthy, and I've dropped a little bit of weight.
There was that one machine you were like, it looked like you were punching or something.
I mean, that's what it is. It has the same resistance going in as out.
So
your time under tension is just, like, crazy. So
nice.
I'm loving it.
The other thing I noticed while I was on your Instagram account, stalking around, I'm not a creep.
Jeez.
But you have a lot of cool retro t-shirts, and I was hoping you were going to wear a t-shirt today, rock band t-shirt. Today you've got the Nirvana on.
You're right.
How many do you think you own?
Oh gosh, I don't even know anymore. It just goes in a little zipper thing that goes in my suitcase, and it's like this thick of shirts.
And so you've got from everybody, from Journey, I think I saw maybe a Guns N' Roses in there, Nirvana. So your music taste must be everywhere.
It really is. I mean, like, my first, like, encounters with music when I was a kid was, it's going to be really random, but it's going to be Michael Jackson, Garth Brooks, and Elvis is where I started. And I remember just, like, kind of jumping around to it and stuff. And then, you know, my mom always had country on and stuff, but I also listened to a lot of rock. So, like, for me, it was, like, Nirvana is my favorite band. Like, I love that band so much.
So we're talking to Nate Smith, and favorite Michael Jackson song?
Oh, gosh. It might be Dirty Diana. It might be
the Peanut Gallery here in the crowd.
I like karaoke songs, Billie Jean, you know. But Dirty Diana is definitely up there. That's a good call.
Yeah. Okay, favorite Garth Brooks song?
The Dance, without a question. My mom's favorite song too.
So. And who was the other band? Elvis. Favorite Elvis song?
Probably Hound Dog or Jailhouse Rock. It's got to be between those two old school ones.
Very nice. Yeah. So will we ever see you come out with a cover of those?
I'll leave it to the king. You know, I'm not going to try to.
If he talks to you one night from above,
maybe
he'll come to you and tell you.
Leave it to the king.
So speaking of music, you're going to play us another song. What are you going to play us?
We're going to play a song called Whiskey on You.
Nate Smith, everybody.
All right. Here we go.
I wasted a paycheck on whiskey and long necks ever since you left, trying to figure this out. This jack I've been drinking, it's been wasted on thinking. Now I got a new reason for throwing them down. Line them up, pour them tall. It's to us, happily, never after all. Yeah, ain't gonna waste one more night missing wanting you back. No, I ain't gonna cry another tear in this glass. You can replace any time finding somebody new. So I ain't gonna waste another drop of whiskey on you. No, I ain't. To hell with the lonely and the why don't you want me. Bartender, pour me a farewell round. Line them up, make them strong. Tell the band that I need me a drinking song. Yeah, ain't gonna waste one more night missing wanting you back. No, I ain't gonna cry another tear in this glass. You didn't waste any time finding somebody new. So I ain't gonna waste another drop of whiskey on you. No, I ain't gonna waste another drop of whiskey on you. Drop of whiskey on you. Gonna waste another drop of whiskey on you. Line them up, pour them tall. It's you us, happily, never after all. Yeah, ain't gonna wait one more night missing wanting you back. No, I ain't gonna cry another tear in this glass. You didn't waste any time finding somebody new. So I ain't gonna waste another drop of whiskey on you. No, I ain't gonna waste another drop of whiskey on you. No, I ain't
gonna waste another drop.
Yeah, no, I ain't
gonna waste another drop.
Ladies and gentlemen, talk about some vocal range on that. Mr. Nate Smith, he's going to be at the Mohegan Sun Arena tonight, opening up for Cole Swindell and Thomas Rhett. Thanks so much for joining the show.
Thank you for having me. This is awesome.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.